Ada Murky's childhood ended abruptly in 1940 when Soviet soldiers descended on her home one night in occupied eastern Poland.
They come 2 o'clock at night and gave us 2 hours to pack. When they said to us, pack warm things.
The then 17-year-old says she asked a question that could have got her killed.
I asked one man with a rifle, can I play my favorite piece on the piano to say goodbye? He said yes. And I play soft, sad music.
Miss Murky's and her mother, grandmother, younger brother and sister were jammed into a crowded cattle wagon, their destination unknown. 2 weeks later, they were finally offloaded in Siberia. They were among what are believed to have been more than a million Poles deported to the Soviet Union after 1939. Most were put to work in gold mines and forestry. Miss Murky's says the cold was unimaginable.
Winters over there are terrible. You have no idea. To live through that winter, it's a miracle. We had to learn how to breathe because you can't just go out with 40 degrees cold. Terrible.
All the while, the family awaited news of Miss Murky's father. An officer in the Polish army, it turned out he'd been captured by the Germans, handed over to the Russians and killed, with more than 20,000 other Poles in the Katyn massacre. When the Soviet government eventually allowed the formation of a Polish army to help fight Hitler and the Nazis, Miss Murky's enlisted.
I joined the army because I see that as the only way to go to freedom. Freedom. I didn't even understood what I will be doing there because I had always thought army needs the nurses. Well, I have no nursing experience.
She worked as a radio operator and met her husband. After the war, they migrated to Australia. Now, at age 95, in recognition of the suffering she experienced, Miss Murky's has been honoured.
Gratuluję serdecznie.
Poland's ambassador to Australia, Michał Kawajewski, has presented her with a Siberian Exile Cross at a ceremony in Melbourne.
Today's ceremony is an opportunity to express our gratitude to those Poles who are fighting during the Second World War. It is also an occasion to recollect the heroism of Mrs. Murky's.
Her daughters, there are four of them, say they are immensely proud of her courage and resilience.
She's been through such a lot. I mean, I don't know how you live a normal life after having gone through what she went through. And so I think it's fantastic for her to be acknowledged and recognised.
I think my mum's really gutsy, really determined and opinionated. And I think this is evident really from that night when the soldiers came and she asked to play the piano when the rest of the family were packing their rucksacks.
Life is amazing. That's all.